This week in the Civil War, McClellan's replacement as general in charge of the Union Army of the Potomac was not the only command changes made in the Union and Confederate armies in early November 1862. On November 5th, Lincoln also replaced General Fritz John Porter from his corps command. Porter, a pro-McClellan corps commander, would be charged with willful disobedience to orders at the Battle of Second Manassas. He would be replaced by Joseph Hooker. The Confederate War Department on November 6th promoted both James Longstreet and Thomas Jackson from Major General to Lieutenant General and to command of the 1st and 2nd Army Corps, respectively. These significant command moves in both the North and South would greatly affect the outcome of battles soon to come in the American Civil War. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.